It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. It's Jennifer Boozer, your host. This is Sweet Home Cannabama. We are here to talk about all things CBD. I am the owner of Cannabama, the CBD store, and we are located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and also now open in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South in Suite K. And we are open in West Mobile 6 days a week and in downtown 7 days a week from 10 to 7. So come down and visit us. We try to teach regular classes and post educational material on our Facebook and Instagram page. So feel free to contact us on our website, cannabama.com, or call the store at 251-255-5155. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to help you. Answer any questions that you have about the products, about how to use them, and help recommend something specific to your needs. We are talking to the co-founder of our brand of the month, which, by the way, we feature a brand every month now, and all month that brand's products are 15% off every single day for that month. And in October, we are featuring Vape and Terps and HealthWorks, and the co-founder, James Kelly, is going to join us on the show tonight. So we're going to get started and ask lots of questions. I know that the word vape is sort of a scary thing in the news lately, so we're going to talk about that a little bit and hopefully make everybody understand the difference between the bad ones and the good ones. Anyway, welcome to the show, James. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Jen.
Hey. Okay. So, James, tell us about how you got into the CBD industry.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, all of us have a story when
right.
it comes to CBD. And for me, it was about, you know, personal growth in a sense. You know, I got into my mid-50s. I started feeling a little lethargic, a little... You know, feeling like you have a black cloud over your head. You know,
right, right.
How you get,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see all news reports and you know reports on the radio about you know, oh, it's low T in men, it's this, that, it's the other thing. You know, you need,
right.
need to lose weight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And right about that time, oddly enough, I reconnected with my partner who I've known for you know 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're both from originally from New York, and we kind of crossed paths there. And, you know, kind of lost touch with each other and reconnected about 3 years ago. And I said to him, Dali, I said, what are you up to? He says, man, he says, you know, I was in the cannabis business in Colorado for a long time. I didn't like the way that whole business is run. It's, you know, THC is a little bit different. And
right.
he discovered and, you know, got turned on to CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, what's the story with that? And he kind of said to me, come here, man, let me show you something. And he threw a 3,000 tincture down the butt, under my tongue. And I was like a little bit freaked out. I was like, wow, you know, I got to drive home after.
Right. Everybody
today.
Says and, that. I got to drive.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, and there's no problem, man. It's going to make you feel great. You're not going to get stoned. It's perfect.
Right.
It's, you know, it's an awesome compound. And, you know, like most people, I was a little skeptical, but I'll tell you something. After I got into that really nice CBD groove, it was like the Wizard of Oz going from black and white to color.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I got the spring back in my step. I got my mojo back. I started enjoying the things that I have always enjoyed. You know,
right
bars and fishing and you know and stuff like that. And it wasn't a low T condition at all. It was just. You know, that lack of energy that we experience at time as we age. And
right.
the aches and pains kind of fell away. My outlook, my energy got better. I mean, it was pretty incredible. And shortly thereafter, we started having discussions about, CBD and the CBD business, and that's how we formed HealthWorks together.
That's awesome. I remember that about 40 minutes in, thinking, whoa, this is crazy. Like, I was elated. This is awesome. I have to tell everyone I've ever met. But I was also mad. Like, why does no one know what this is? Because it does. It's when you get that, and hopefully probably in your case like mine, you got the right amount the first time. And
right.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, it sure does.
I remember that CBD groove that you're talking about, because it was like I was only 39, but had been in bad shape for a long time because I had been an addict. And I remember thinking, I didn't realize that I could get back to this. And I didn't even, I'm thinking, I don't even remember when I felt this good. So it was life-changing for me, too.
Yeah, it's really strange. It's really strange that you, I've got a bad shoulder. I've actually had a torn labrum in my left shoulder pretty much my entire adult life.
And
putting off surgery and going to doctors and orthopedics and, getting MRIs and stuff. And it's definitive. It's a torn labrum, Jim. James, you need to get it fixed.
Right.
But it's an 8-week rehab. Mm-hmm. And my life is too active to be laid up for 8 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I have a similar injury, but I had a 2-month-old baby when I found out. You can't do shoulder surgery when you have a baby.
No, you cannot.
Yeah.
But it was really kind of interesting. My wife one day, she said to me, she says, you really haven't complained about your shoulder lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, something? You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And it's just, CBD is kind of weird that way. It kind of creeps up and it kind of just fixes things that you just don't even consider. And that's the beauty. I mean, it's just a beautiful compound.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I got into trying it for my joint pain, and all of a sudden I could sleep, and I stopped having crippling PMS symptoms, and my hair got thicker, and all these crazy side effects that I never even knew to look for. And I ran out of oil. This weekend I went out of town, and I forgot to take my oil with me, and they didn't have any anywhere. And by the time I got home, I was like, no, this is never going to happen again. Because you forget, man, you forget, like, I am rickety.
No, I know the feeling. It's like when you're on it, everything is good.
Yeah.
And everything is, actually, I should say everything is great.
Yeah.
And then when you go off it, that's when you're like,
yeah,
oh, man, I feel it,
mm-hmm.
And that's really the affirmation.
Right.
Of how well it works.
Right.
I mean, it's not so much when you're on, because what happens is you attain a new normal.
Right. It's normal to feel like you feel.
And that's how you want to roll. And then when you're off it, you're just like, wow, I'm off it.
I know. I didn't sleep well, and I felt like my knees were hurt. I'm like, why do my knees hurt right now? It's because I hadn't had oil since Thursday night. And I was in New Orleans, and because of the restrictions over there, no one is selling CBD, which is crazy to me. So it was definitely, I hadn't run out of oil in a long time, cause I have stores full of it, but that was a good reminder that I don't need to ever stop taking it.
it's a beautiful thing.
It is. And I'm sure you guys get lots of good feedback too, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Thousands and thousands of people.
Right.
Post up on our website, just general feedback and unsolicited reviews. And it's just people. It's life changing. And when I take the time to, read these reviews and see what our customers are saying, it's just, it makes me feel like I'm doing something good.
Right. And I appreciate said about...
I think your philosophy, your business philosophy is a lot like mine.
And
I'm not in this to be a wealthy millionaire or anything like that.
Right.
Far from it.
Right.
It's more about the satisfaction that we get customer by customer and changing their lives.
That's right.
You've got, crippled people or people with PTSD or depression or, major anxiety or... arthritis or skin conditions, pretty much a myriad of conditions.
Right.
that yes. it takes us, and it's just that's where the satisfaction for me comes in.
Right. When someone comes to you and doesn't even want to hope, and they come back and they say thank you, that's everything. When we come back, we're going to talk more with James about his brand, HealthWorks and Vaping Terps.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host. We are talking to James Kelly today. He is co-founder of HealthWorks and Vaping Terps. And Vaping Terps is our featured brand of the month at Canabama, and 15% off all Vaping Terps products through the 31st. If you haven't tried one, you should come down and get one at a really good price. James, we were talking about how you got into CBD. Let's talk a little bit about the brand that you and your co-founder created. Where do you guys get your hemp from?
Well, as you know, Jen, we don't deal in flower per se, but all of our raw materials, hemp, isolate, distillate, and the winterized oil, all comes from Colorado.
Okay.
You know, we're a Colorado-based company. We're able to really keep our hand on the pulse of what's going on in Colorado.
Right.
And source some of the best, you know, the best purveyors of high-quality CBD.
Yeah.
You know, the way we look at it is, and again, I'm a little jaded, you know, Colorado is definitely the epicenter of everything CBD or THC for that matter.
Right.
And so it grows under the Colorado sunshine.
Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of people will look at a label, and if it says that it's from Colorado, there's a certain level of respect that comes with that. And certainly all the products that we carry that come from Colorado are all fantastic. So, I wanted to go to an expo this past weekend there and see some of these farms and stuff, but it didn't work out for me to get to go this time with the opening my new store. So I really am looking forward to being able to go up there and see for myself some of the products being made and the farms that the hemp comes from. I've gotten to see some here, and that's been really fun. So tell me a little bit about what makes your brand unique.
Well, you know, there are a ton of brands out there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of production-type companies. We refer to them as Budweiser-like companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, HealthWorks and Vaping Terps, for that matter, is, you know, we're a small to medium-sized manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at our products more like a finely handcrafted microbrew.
Okay.
Not in the beer sense of the word, but in the CBD sense of the word.
Right.
And, you know, all our products are still handcrafted. Our staff is, you know, really detailed and second to none. They put a lot of TLC into the product.
Yeah.
And I think it shows, you know, it shows in the presentation, it shows in the performance, and it definitely shows in the feedback that we get from our customers.
Right. I agree. Your brand is one of the very first brands that we carried at Canabama, and
I remember the day.
Do you
well.
Remember me? I only had enough money to order like $200 at a time, three times a week.
Yeah, I can remember I was having breakfast with my wife one Saturday. It might even be a Friday, and I get this phone call from this number in Alabama. I'm like, who the heck is this? I think I better take this phone call, and it's Jen Boozer.
Yes, like, the one and only.
SOS. I'm like, hold on, I'm eating breakfast. Like, no, I need the hookup. I said, all right, we'll take care of it.
Yes, we had some bumps in the road in the beginning, and I was left trying to figure out what we would replace the one brand we had invested in with, and hadn't really considered that. So I actually had a customer come in and suggest one of your products, and that's how I found you. So that was providence for sure. And it's been a staple on our shelves, and we never, ever, ever get anything but rave reviews. Tell me.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
What are your top-selling products?
Well, you know, I straddle two sides of the, of the CBD business. You know, obviously the HealthWorks side is the, you know, the mothership, so to speak.
Right.
And on the HealthWorks side, it's really interesting. You know, again, I said there's a lot of companies out there that supply, you know, pretty very similar products to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very few companies that scale as high as we do as far as milligrams per tincture.
Right.
And so, as you know, we go from, you know, 200 in the THC-free all the way up to 3,000 milligram tincture. And then on the full spec side, it's 500, 1,500, and 5,000 milligrams.
Right.
So if you had to ask me what is my most popular of, say, the last couple of quarters, last 6 months, it's going to sound crazy, but that 5,000 full spectrum tincture is...
Oh, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I use that much in a month.
A ton.
Yeah.
And then followed by the, on the HealthWorks side, I'm talking again, 500 milligram full spec. And then our muscle freeze has been just a real great seller.
Oh, yeah.
And then shatter and vape for those who are really into, you know, the hardcore CBD folk who are into, you know, bioavailability and they really want to, you know, optimize the experience. You know, we know that how that works. And then recently, we just in the last couple of weeks, we just launched our first line of gummies at 30 milligrams a piece, sugar free and absolutely delicious. They turned out really nice.
Well, now I haven't heard this. I did not know that. You're holding out on me. We will have to talk about that after. sugar-free, because I know a lot of people either don't want to have sugar or they can't have sugar. And 30 milligrams is a stout gummy.
Nice.
I'll have a bunch of those.
I'll send you some samples.
That sounds good.
And on a vape and terp side, it's the our pens. They're so convenient.
They
perform so well. As you know, our pens have a USB charge port.
Right.
Whereas a lot of our competitors out there, I mean, if a pen battery dies, and just to educate your listeners, when you have a disposable vape pen, I'm talking about a self-contained pen, not a device that you would screw a 510 threaded cartridge
all
onto,
in
but
one.
A pen.
Mm-hmm.
Once you take that initial hit, the contact is made.
Right.
And the problem that we ran into back in the day was, you know, people would use these pens, especially like a Granddaddy Purp strain for, to sleep better, sleep more deeply. And they would take a few hits and then put it in their nightstand and then maybe not go back to it for a couple days. And they would use it intermittently. And invariably that battery is going to die on you.
Yeah.
So we went to a rechargeable disposable pen.
Right.
And when I say disposable, I mean we recommend recycling. You know, put it in the recycle bin. But the pens are on the vape and terp side are the way to go. In the Blue Dream, Pineapple Express, obviously Granddaddy Purp. I just mentioned that Girl Scout Cookie. We also offer it in Durban Poison, Gelato. You know, a couple different strains.
We sell all of those at Cannabama. The Granddaddy Purple is my go-to for a headache because I had migraines for 25 years, and I generally do not ever get them anymore. And that's, you know, 2 to 4 a week, I don't get them anymore. But if I feel one coming on or a threat, I can take that Granddaddy Purple pen, and in, you know, a minute and a half, it's gone like it never happened. And usually, you know, when a migraine starts, it's like a freight train. You cannot stop it. And so I do recommend that one a lot, and that's probably our bestseller. And then, of course, I like the Durban Poison. So do you – I know the answer to this. Do you guys supply third-party lab results, COAs, certificate of authenticity for your customers?
Yeah, you know, Jen, that's the only way to fly. And to be honest, in this current market, that's what separates the real – purveyors of quality CBD from the people who want to come in and get rich quick.
Right.
If you cannot prove exactly the potency, the heavy metals, the pesticides,
bacteria, mold.
You know, and you know, if you can't provide that to your customers, then you know you really have no business being in this business.
I absolutely agree.
Core. You know, that information is at the core of everything we do.
That's right. That's good. And I know when I've gone on your website, it's right there. You know, the accessibility of that QR code on those products. Your brand was actually one of the first to add the QR code. So I was excited about that, and it continues to be useful because people will check it right there in the store, as they should, because I'm over here busy teaching them how to check it and why they need to check it. And so having that available is really, really nice and very confidence-inspiring. So what is different about Vape and Terps vapes, though, about the formula? Choices.
Yeah, again, I can quickly share the story of Vape and Terps. So on the HealthWorks side, we offer 8 strains.
Mm-hmm.
In the vapes, disposable pens, cartridges, shatter, and vape oil.
Right.
We, prior to this latest hiccup in the industry, an expanding component of our business.
Right.
But we kept getting calls for people wanted different strains and exotic strains and just, I don't want to say outlandish, but it was like, wow. I
mean, right.
If they can dream it, they'll require it, request it.
Right.
And so, you know, we got to thinking, why don't we become the Baskin Robbins of CBD vape?
Exactly.
And
that's
why don't
exactly
we just
right.
get crazy and offer our customers 33 different unique strains of CBD vape? And so that's what we did. And that was the genesis of the Vape and Terps Company. And that's how we launched that. And that has been just a ton of fun. And our customers love it.
Yes.
So to answer your question about the formulation. It's it is CBD oil.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold that thought.
Terpene.
Hold that thought. We have to take a break. As soon as we come back, because I want people to hear this, we're going to talk about what makes Vape and Terps better than everybody else. We'll be back in just a minute.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
All right, we're back with James Kelly from Vape and Terps and HealthWorks. Right before the break, he was just about to explain what makes the Vape and Terps vape products different. And in my opinion, I tell people all the time, the best on the market. So, James, explain to us what they do have and what they do not have that make them special.
Yeah, you know, vaping is it's many things to many different people.
Right.
You know, a lot of people outside of the CBD world will, you know, they're vaping nicotine, they're vaping Saltnik, they're vaping, PG, VG.
Right.
And who knows what else.
Right.
And that who knows what else is really what's kind of given vape in general a black eye this last couple of months.
Right.
As we know and as has been reported in the news, it seems like daily now, people are getting injured. And they're getting injured because they're vaping illicit vapes.
Right.
Vapes that are made in people's garages, basements, bathrooms, you know, laundry rooms, wherever. And
right.
They're filling these vapes in it seems like 100% of the cases, THC oil, which in and of itself is okay,
if
depending
it's real.
On where it's sourced from.
If it's real.
But the thing that's getting people hurt is this vitamin E acetate carrying agent or solution that they're cutting the THC with.
Right.
That is what, in seems like every single case that I've seen is what's injuring people.
Right.
So. When we switch gears over to the CBD side, and specifically, vape and terps, There are a lot of companies out there, again, who use questionable CBD, not sourced from, you know, the best of the best in Colorado, like Vape and Terps and HealthWorks is.
Right.
They're using, in some cases, VG, which is vegetable glycerin, or PG, polyglycol, as carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how that, you know, what the purity is or the quality of it is.
Right.
And so with regards to our product, we use, again, the finest CBD that we can source, and then we think we have that really, you know, well dialed in. The purest organic plant-based terpenes, and not cannabis-based terpenes, but plant-based terpenes, so we can stay in good graces with
yeah.
Uncle Sam, mm-hmm. and keep things, you know, on the up and up. And then the carrier agent that we use is made by a company called Abstracts Labs out of California. And the product specifically is called Tech Temper. And this Tech Temper is a terpene-based product that doesn't have any of the issues that some of these other, you know, nebulous-type products or carriers have.
Right.
It's specifically made for this purpose.
Right.
And, you know, it took us a while to really get it dialed in, but once we did, you know, the formulation really came together, and our customers love it. To date, knock wood,
mm-hmm.
we haven't had any problems or negative feedback or anybody with any issues or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
That all vape is 100% safe because, you know, some people have ailments and conditions that just vape, and whether it's CBD or anything else, that, you know, it's like they just don't play well together.
Right.
And so anybody and everybody who has a, you know, respiratory issue or you know, anything like that should vape or not vape and consume the CBD by, you know, by other means.
Right. Well, I never understood why you would add CBD to something like PG and VG or any of the artificial flavors. Like, there's no watermelon terpene, you know. There's no creme brulee in nature. So
no.
I still can't wrap my brain around why some companies would sell a product that is at least potentially, if we haven't proven it yet, potentially not good for you, and then throw
right.
sprinkle some CBD in. I mean, it sort of seems like it would cancel itself out. The same reason I don't think, you know, we should be putting CBD in beer, because how would you even know anyway? But something that's not good for the body, throw some CBD in it. I mean, that it's counterintuitive, and it it's not something that we compromise on. I know that there are a lot of places that do sell them. Sure, they taste good, but what is it going to do to you over the next couple of years? We don't really know. So we choose to only carry vapes like yours in the store because we want to make sure that we're giving them something that's good for them and not going to harm them in any way. So I appreciate the options that you have, the variety, the disposable versus the cartridge versus the dropper. And again, I've never really felt the need to change anything because it is so good to our customers, and they come back and they count on it. And, you know, you just can't really skimp on something like that. Especially when you're talking about involving the lungs and passing the blood-brain barrier and things like that.
We have to consciously do what's best for our customers.
Right.
And not cut corners and not be focused on margins. And you know, you have to just put the best product out there because people are depending on you.
I mean,
they're depending on me they're depending on you.
Right.
To, you know, enhance the quality of their life.
Right.
If I have 1 minute, I'd just like to expand upon the 33 strains and what that's
yes,
all about
please.
With regards to vape and terps, and to a certain extent, HealthWorks.
Sure.
You know, when you mentioned, you know, strawberry and tutti frutti and,
mm-hmm.
you know, cotton candy
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah.
And I know your staff in the stores is well-educated, and they can articulate, you know, what this thing is all about.
Right.
And when I say this thing, I mean terpenes. The terps. Right. What do terps do? These terpenes that we formulate into our products are plant-based. And as you know, a terpene is a terpene is a terpene.
Right.
Naturally occurring, right? So the same terpene profile, the chemical compound, the molecular compound that comes from cannabis,
mm-hmm.
also resides in pine trees.
Right.
Or
lavender.
Lemon. Or mm-hmm. any of these other plants. And what
exactly.
a terpene is, it's a pollinating attractant, and it's a defense mechanism for plants. It's their chemical profile. It's what they put out.
Right.
And so where we source our terpenes from, again, they're all organic and natural, they mirror the cannabis terpene profile exactly.
Right.
And so when you look at the vape and terps line, it's broken down into indicas, which is a cannabis strain, which creates relaxation.
Right.
Sativas, which create and give you a uplifting, you know, energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then hybrids, which are, you know, kind of a combination of both.
Right.
And so we don't offer Tutti Frutti or you know, Lemon Zinger.
Right.
But I do have Granddaddy Purple, Green Crack, Pineapple Express,
Blue
Dream, Bourbon Poison, you know, on and on and on. And these are the strains that people can gravitate towards for specific effect.
Right.
And that is the beautiful thing. So people can come in and say, hey, I want to be active, I want to be uplifted, but I also want the benefits of CBD. So you'll go for like a Pineapple Express.
Right.
You know, I'm having trouble sleeping, Jen Boozer, and so
mm-hmm.
what do you recommend? I think Granddaddy Purp is the way to go.
Right, right.
And so that's how the terpene story breaks down, and that's what it means to, you know, all of the, you know, CBD vape fans out there.
Right. I try to simplify it by saying terpenes are the chemical in plants that give off a smell. That's what makes a lemon smell like a lemon, and they have different properties when in the human body. One thing I would like to say that I appreciate most about your brand is that you give all of this great information on the card inside the package. But one of the most helpful things, and I have yet to see another brand do this so well or at all, is you include a general description of what to expect from
yeah.
each of the different strain options, because most people don't know what Granddaddy Purple is best for, or,
right.
you know, they've never heard of, you know, the Durban Poison. I had not heard of that, and the Blue Dream, you know, and it tells you what to expect not only from the way it will taste, but from the effect it will have once you consume it. And those two things are awesome, because when I find something else that has that same sort of label on it, I kind of already know that that's what it's supposed to do, because that's what Vape and Terp says, you know, as far as it is. And we have actually fact-checked you on Leafly before, so and that's what we use in any other case. So we've talked about how your cartridges are different from the ones that are hurting people, and how you sort of what's in them, how they're different, and how they're not going to hurt you like the ones that are hurting people. Do you guys have anything new on the horizon that you know, we can look forward to?
Jen.
You always say it like that
times. You're so Snoopy.
Well, you know, just a little hint. Anything. New strains, something new.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Actually, we do. On the vape and terp side, I'm getting ready to release, and then your listeners are the first people to hear this.
All right.
I'm getting ready to release 3,000 milligram vape juice.
What? No way.
Blue Dream, Gelato, Durban, Pineapple Express, Girl Scout Cookie, Green Crack,
You should see the smile on my face right now.
I think there's like I think I got 9 or 10 strains that I'm working on right.
That
right
is crazy. Oh, yeah, I cannot wait.
They'll come in a 15 ml tincture.
What?
So they'll be really, really concentrated. We're going to maintain the MCT formulation in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Because oddly enough, and maybe you're hearing this from your customers, there are a lot of our customers who will take a vape juice
and as a tincture,
vape, you know, CBD vape juice, and administer it sublingually.
Yes, I have heard that. Or they will ask, "Can I do that?"
Yeah, and so they do, and they are, and our customers actually asked us for this. And
yeah, wow. That's really, man.
It's coming. I'll have it out here probably the next within the next 30 days, I would guess.
Surely you guys are the only ones, because I have seen nothing in the ballpark of that. That is crazy.
You ask my, and my wish is your wish is my command.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. that's very exciting. Anything new coming from HealthWorks?
On the HealthWorks side, we just released the gummies.
The gummies, yes.
Yeah, that just came out on the HealthWorks side. And other than that, nothing else really in the hopper. I mean, that's a very extensive line as it is now.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest, I don't know of very many of our competitors who offer, you know, shatter and isolate.
Right, right. You know, yeah, because you can get these strains in different forms. You know, yeah. You
know, muscle freeze, butter, we rescue butter, bomb.
Right. All right. Well, when we come back, we will finish up and hear from James a little bit more from HealthWorks and Vape and Terps.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back. We're going to wrap up the show tonight. We're talking to James Kelly, who is co-founder of HealthWorks and Vape and Terps, our premier brand of vapes at Cannabama in downtown Mobile and West Mobile. We have been using ourselves and selling Vape and Terps and HealthWorks since the beginning when we were in a tiny corner of Satsuma. So James and I go way back.
Yes, we do.
James, what do you see for the future of the hemp and CBD industry? Because I have been having this conversation a lot about how saturated the market has become. Everybody and their brother is either making CBD or they're selling CBD. And I don't know what your view is, but I come across a lot of people who are here to cash in and they don't even truly understand what it is they have. And that's upsetting to me because I know what it is and I know what it can do. And it's so easy to miss the mark and give people a bad experience or, you know, to just butcher the whole thing. And it affects the rest of us who are trying to do it the right way, trying to actually help people. And, you know, when someone buys a bad product or gets overpriced or they don't know how to use the product and they don't get a good result, that makes everything harder because that person thinks that it's worthless, and then they tell everybody they know, and we could have helped all those people. So what do you see as far as the future, that, you know, the near and the far?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you asked this question about a product that's been around for 3,000 plus years.
Right.
This is not a new thing.
No.
You know, hemp and cannabis, you know, I treat it as a gift from God. I mean, God put this plant in our horizon for a reason. I mean, our bodies are specifically designed to incorporate this into our structure,
right.
And it's made for us.
Right.
You know, if, with regard to the industry, it's only going to get better. And, you know, more people are becoming aware through efforts by people like you, Jen, to be honest, who take the time to really educate and explain and nurture and help people. You know, there's a lot of media out there. I think I saw, you know, Sanjay Gupta a couple weeks ago on CNN, you know, talking about it with Stanley Brothers and those guys, and
right,
who were the pioneers of CBD with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really need, and what I can't wait to happen, is I can't wait for the FDA to step in.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the FDA to come in and say, you know, this, these are the rules.
Right.
And you have to follow these rules.
Absolutely.
And you have to adhere to these standards. And you have to, you know, receive a license. And you have to be regulated to manufacture, produce, sell CBD.
Right.
Your Health Works and Vape and Terps, we're ready now.
Right.
You know, I can't say that's true for, you know, everybody out there, you know, making it in their bathroom, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sink or something. But, you know, that's where I think we're going. And you know, there are a lot of universities on the human side and on the pet side, you know, Colorado State University being the latter, who is doing trials now.
Right.
Serious scientific trials on CBD as it relates to, you know, pets and people. And that information is coming down the pipe. It's going to be available to all of us here shortly. And we can evaluate it, and the individual user can evaluate it to see if it fits in with their, you know, with their healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think the snake oil guys will fall by the wayside in short order. And
that's,
you know,
we'll keep hearing that. The bubble will burst and few will remain. And we certainly, I plan on being one of the few that remain. And I don't think that will be difficult to achieve because, you know, I think that the ones who are here to cash in, they won't be able to maintain. People will see through it. They, you know, no one's going to honor that. It'll be the ones who are down in the trenches doing the hard work for the right reasons. There's only one right way to do it, and it's the hard way. But there's no other way to do it. The hard way is the only way. And
you know,
and
they say nothing good ever comes easy, Jen.
That's right. That's right. Enjoy your little sales now, because in 6 months, a year, it's going to be bad. But, you know, if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what you're talking about, shame on you for trying to capitalize on people's suffering. And I know that's strong words, but that's how I feel.
Well, and that's what you've built your business around. And to be honest, you know, Cannabama, and I deal with customers like you all over the country.
Right.
Our customer service people, I mean, we talk to hundreds of people a day, every day.
Right.
Whether they're, you know, direct to consumer or, you know, retailers, fine retailers like yourself. And we're very, very picky who we partner with. We just don't, you know, sell to everybody and anybody. We really don't.
Right.
I'm not into that.
Right.
But I want to say, Jen, you know, you're probably the most knowledgeable, passionate, you know, heartfelt customer that we have. And I wouldn't want to
really?
Say customer, I want to say partner. You take it seriously. You're completely focused. You wear yourself out with as hard as you work. And you're doing it all for your customers. You're doing it all for the people who live in around Mobile. And, you know, I always hold you up in such high regard. And you'll hate when I say this, but, you know, I always recommend that more of my customers and clients need to be like Jen.
Oh, I'm embarrassed, but that makes me feel really good. Thank you. That helps me. I'll have to pull that one back out of the memory when I get worn out and get discouraged. Not everybody is that nice, and I'm not sure why, but that's okay. That's okay. I think that people who don't have the wherewithal to do it the right way find it threatening that someone else is willing to work that hard. And I've gotten some ugliness, but again, I know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and nothing that that anybody else says can change that. I just need to finish up the show by saying, You guys can find Vape and Terps exclusively at Cannabama, okay? Nowhere else. In downtown Mobile and our new West Mobile store, all of the disposable pens, cartridges, and dropper bottles are 15% off through October. And I want to say thank you so much to James for being on the show. I know you guys are really busy too. And thank you for sharing your personal story and for giving us a glimpse of your company. And I really appreciate the encouragement.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Jen. We appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, we need to get on the phone later about those gummies and the new stuff. thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. As I said, you can find Vape and Terps at Cannabama, along with many more high-quality CBD products in every category. We believe CBD is for everyone every day, and we work hard to provide something for every customer's needs, both in method of consumption, flavor choices, scent choices, as well as something to fit every budget. So you can come in and spend $2 and walk out with something that will make you feel better. You can find us at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, and now open in West Mobile at 2090 Schillinger Road South in Suite K. Our nice big new store with a cafe. You can also find us at Cannabama.com, on Facebook as Cannabama, the CBD store, and on Instagram at Cannabama. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. And we are going to be having some new classes, and we are adding some new things. We're going to have a good Halloween sale and dress up. So that should be really fun. And we're already making big plans for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, looking to the holiday season to help you give your family and friends the gift of relief, relaxation, and just a nice chance to try something that could change their health and help them in so many different ways. So keep up with us on Facebook. Check out the website and definitely come see us for our personal consultation or class. And as always, you can listen to us on Monday nights here at 106.5 at 7 p.m. For Sweet Home Cannabama, I'm Jennifer Boozer signing off.